This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and you can get us on demand anytime you want. Let people know if you like the show. Share it. Tell your friends, your family, send them emails. Go get the clips that we break the show apart in bite-sized chunks, full show or individual segments. You don't have to go more than 10 minutes of this show, and I'm going to make you a bet. If you send one of our segments to one of your friends, if they're not hooked within 5 minutes, they're brain dead morons. No, I'm kidding. They, you know, we just aren't for them. But you will be, because not only are we going to impart some knowledge on you, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Now, today's theorem theme is patience. Patience is a virtue you've probably heard growing up. But there was a gentleman, his name was Saidi, and he says, have patience. All things are difficult before they become easy. This is what I preach to people. I preach to anybody. If you're going to start something, it's going to take you 2 years to become good at it. I'm talking about doing it every day. 2 years. If I teach you how to throw a punch, it's going to look awkward. You're going to be, oh, and it's not going to have any impact. But if you practice throwing that punch for 2 years, multiple times every day, say you threw that punch 100 times every day for 2 years, both hands, you're going to throw that punch with an efficiency, because if you throw it right, because I've taught many people, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Yeah, I'll get that out. You try it. So patience, yes, it's bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Genius is patience, said Sir Isaac Newton. And let me tell you what you did. You exercised patience. We got exactly what we want. And now it is time to put your foot on the accelerator. Push that throttle down. I wanted to talk about in this hour about a guy who wrote an opinion piece. He's a lefty, writes for the New York Times, and essentially the premise was why 2017 was the best year in human history. And he says, we all know that the world is going to hell. Given the rising risk of nuclear war with North Korea, the paralysis in Congress, warfare in Yemen and Syria, atrocities in Myanmar, and a president who may be going cuckoo, you might think 2017 was the worst year ever. Hold on just a second there, Kimo Sadi. No, I believe it was the best year ever. Because what he just described is the world that Barack Obama handed over to President Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if we talked about it much, but well, we did talk about the first hour about Trump is supposedly unhinged. But I couldn't cover enough how the left wants you to believe that he's losing it. And, of course, my contention is our president, who may very, if you want to claim that he's got some form of dementia, it's really amazing how much better he is with dementia than your president is when you say he's got all the perks. Right? Barack Obama had it all. And supposedly our guy, who's a dummy, a graduate of Wharton, who's a billionaire, our dummy is certainly outperforming theirs. But he goes on to say, finally, you'd be wrong. 2017 was probably the very best year in the long history of humanity. And what's interesting about this is yet again, another stupid, lame brain, moronic leftist is telling you the truth about 2017, but he doesn't want to tell you it's Trump who's leading this cause. He says a smaller share of the world's people were hungry, impoverished, or illiterate than in any time before. A smaller population of children died than ever before. The proportion disfigured by leprosy, blinded by diseases like trachoma, or suffering from other ailments also fell. Do you think that that stuff fell by accident? It fell because as the U.S. goes, the world goes. The world is benefiting from what you did, folks. The patience you exercised by saying, you know what, we got to endure another 4 years of Obama in 2012. We endured 8 years of the worst president in history. We were long-suffering, but it paid off. He says, we need some perspective as we watch the circus in Washington hand over our mouths in horror. We journalists focus on bad news. We cover planes that crash, not those that take off, but the backdrop of global progress may be the most important development of our lifetime. No truer words can be spoken. Donald Trump has made the world much safer. And this moron doesn't even recognize it. What a fool. And he's somebody that people rely on, that they look to his commentary. For him to say, oh, well, this is a great opinion. This is coming from the New York Times. Every day, he says, the number of people living in extreme poverty, less than about $2 a day, goes down by 217,000. These are calculations by Oxford economists. And he says, every day, 325,000 more people gain access to electricity and 300,000 more people gain access to clean water. Let me tell you who's paying for that. You are. You're the ones paying for that. All those dollars that we send to these impoverished countries, you're the reason. And let me tell you, what Donald Trump is going to do, and I'm just telling you how this man looks at the world. He sees it as, if you take a country like North Korea, that's making nothing, it's doing nothing, it has there's nothing it brings to the world, but it has natural resources. Not only the natural resources of its people, it has the natural resources of its geography. If you take those natural resources and you get those people working together, if you were to increase, get their GDP humming, it makes for a bigger pie. He doesn't see them as competition to America. He sees them as adding to the pie. What leftists see is they see a pie that's a particular size. It cannot be bigger. And they say, if the United States takes a bigger slice of the pie, then somebody gets hurt. And if you believe in that concept that the pie is one size, then you're right. But if you believe that everywhere in the world there's something to be offered to the world, you increase the GDP of the world. Imagine if everybody grew twice. We doubled the size of our GDPs, and put emphasis on these poorer countries where we established decent GDPs. Right now, there are countries that are rounding errors in terms of their GDPs in our budget. That's unfair, but it isn't our fault. It's the fault of the people in charge of them, and it's the fault of leftism. It's the fault of these communists, these fascists, these socialists who believe these policies work, and they never do. When we come back, I want to go more into detail around what this guy's talking about, because what's so cool about it is he's defining all the ripple effect, if you will, of the election of Donald Trump and how the world is improving without wanting to recognize where it comes from. I'd love him to say, oh yeah, this is Barack Obama's policies. He couldn't say that with a straight face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Radio show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about patience. Were you patient? Were you waiting? Huh? How much time passed? I don't know. 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Isn't that what Chuck Wooler used to say? We'll be back in 2 and 2. When he did the love connection. We have a love connection. I don't know how many commercials run. I don't care about that stuff. I don't care who makes money on the show. I'm happy my affiliates do. I don't care. I care that the people that support the show get paid. But, you know, I'm just happy to be doing this. Anyway, we're talking about a guy who wrote a piece for the New York Times. And he said 2017 was maybe the best year in human history, but he doesn't want to give Donald Trump credit. In fact, he sort of, and I'd really backhanded, you can tell he's a leftist. But he's giving you stats and things that are improving around the world and will continue to get better because Donald Trump sees the world through a different vision of everybody else. When Donald Trump goes to build a resort in some country, he's not thinking this is only for the elite. He's hoping everybody participates in it. This is a guy who's been to practically every continent and done some form of work there. and looks at the world through a different set of eyes and sees this big pie. I'll tell you something. If you ever go to China, if you ever get the opportunity, and you can see a city spring up, and it's got 500,000 people, and that's a little city. I lived in St. Louis, 318,000, and they think of themselves as Chicago. China has a 500,000 person population city. It's under development. It's like a village. They don't even think of that as a big city. They're looking 20 years into the future at hydro dams and all kinds of, you know, green energy projects and things that are going to keep that city sprawling. They're looking at infrastructure and, you know, pouring concrete and putting up buildings and trying to figure out where they're going to put all these folks. That's what they're doing. You get a city there that's got a couple million people, that's finally getting to the size of being, oh, you know, a town. These cities are growing like crazy. Think about it, 1.5 billion people, the Chinese, or something like that. It's close to that. And now they've gotten rid of their one-child policy. They're anticipating an explosion. So you look at what's going on in these places, and you see that the pie is getting larger. And here's Donald Trump. He's saying, okay, open up your markets to us so we can reach more of your people. And China just recently said, you know what, we're going to unban 183 products. Now, that wasn't just for America. Every country in the world can now ship those products to China. That's what's so cool about all of this. And so this pie is expanding. Anyway, this guy, he goes on, he says, readers often assume that because I cover war, poverty, and human rights abuses, I must be gloomy and Ior with a pen. But I'm actually upbeat because I've witnessed transformational change. As recently as the 1960s, the majority of humans have always been illiterate and lived in extreme poverty. Now fewer than 15% are illiterate. Fewer than 10% live in extreme poverty. In another 15 years, illiteracy and extreme poverty will be mostly gone. After thousands of years of a generation, they're pretty much disappearing on our watch. Well, I'll ask you this. Do you think that they would have disappeared faster under Obama? Or do you think they disappear faster under Trump? Because Obama just says, let's go throw some money at Bangladesh or throw some money at Pakistan or whatever. And Donald Trump says, no, if you want our money, you're going to adapt to our way of life. Who's more civilized, us or Pakistan? Us or Bangladesh? Us or deep, dark Africa? Name me where it's more civilized. This is one of my big complaints. Every time they talk about multiculturalism, it isn't a movement of whites into Africa or into the Middle East or into the Central America. It's movement of those people into white countries as if the white countries have done something so bad to them. White people are not the majority of the people in the world. I know people find that hard to believe, but they're not. Brown and Asian people, yellow, brown and yellow are the majority of people in the world. You don't see people going, let's bring a bunch of Asians into Africa. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Idi Amin kicked Asians out of Africa. He kicked out Indians, East Indians, you know, from India. So don't talk to me about, you know, multiculturalization, all this nonsense. All these gains that are being done, they're not coming out of these countries. They're coming out of the countries like the UK, Canada, America, Scandinavia. Now, I'm not trying to be all white-centric. I'm just telling you the facts. So, you know, get over yourselves. Anyway, he says, just since 1990, the lives of more than 100 million children have been saved by vaccinations, diarrhea treatment, breastfeeding promotion, and simple steps. Steven Pinker, Harvard psychology professor, explores the gains in his terrific book. I'm not going to say what it is because I'm not promoting any of these guys. But here's what he goes on to say. President Trump rode this gloom into the White House. The idea, make America great again, professes a nostalgia for a lost Eden. But really, if that was, say, the 1950s, the U.S. also had segregation, polio, bans on interracial marriage, gay sex, and birth control. So see, I'm going to stop it there. This is where I want to take a guy like him and put my fingers around his neck and say, you're an idiot, because he is an idiot. This is a guy that wants you to think that he wants to go back. Let me tell you what I'll be happy to go back to. I'd love to go back to the 1950s black family. Do I want to go back into segregation and all that? Heck no, and we never will. He knows this. Everything he's described has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has no problem with segregation. I'm saying he's not a segregationist. Donald Trump's not looking to take people back to where polio was a big deal. He certainly doesn't ban interracial marriage. He has no problem with gay sex. He has no problem with birth control other than why should you want me to pay for it? None of this has anything to do with him. But he puts it in. He rode this in and now he wants to take us back to there. That's the type of logic these people use. And then he goes on to say, what moment in history would you prefer to live in? Really? Let me finish what he said earlier. He says, most of the people in the 1950s lived under dictatorship. Two-thirds of parents had a child die before the age of five. It was a time of nuclear standoffs, peace soup smog, of frequent wars, of stifling limits on women, and of the worst famine in history. That's what he says. And he alludes that Donald Trump wants to go back to that. Yeah, the guy that's bringing prosperity into middle America like we haven't seen in decades. He says, F. Scott Fitzgerald said, the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two contradictory thoughts at the same time. I suggest these. The world is registering important progress, but it also faces mortal threats. The first belief should empower us to act on the second. We did. We acted on the second. We got rid of the guy who proceeded over the worst economic conditions in American history. If it weren't for the fact of you folks and people like me working our butts off to save Barack Obama's butt, we would have been in a big depression. And he's made the most unsafe world in the history of man. And this guy wants to actually complain and act as if Donald Trump's the problem. This is what we face on the left, folks, and why you listen to me and why we fight them so hard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I was reading a piece, an opinion piece from the New York Times, and a guy said 2017 was the best year in history, human history. He talked about the lessening of famine, the lessening of disease, people living longer, the number of fewer people living in poverty, and so on and so forth. And then he says, but we live in these highly charged political times where we've got a zealot, a crazy man in office and pretending that he can't credit Donald Trump for this. That's like saying, oh, you know what, this crazy stock market that's going through the roof, this consumer confidence that's going through the roof, this unemployment number that's dropping to levels that practically make it to where we have full employment in America. And all the exuberance of the economy, all the world affairs where North Korea is now reaching out to South Korea, the eagle flies with the dove, and you can be with the one you love and love the one you're with. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to say none of that's credited to Donald Trump. That's ridiculous. There are countries rethinking the way they are going to market. And that's what countries do, believe it or not. They go to market. They're rethinking how they go to market because of Donald Trump. I don't want to focus too much more on what this guy said because he's an idiot. But what he did say was the world is a better place in 2017, the best year ever. He didn't write this in 2016. He didn't even allude that 2017 was the greatest year in human history because of the context of Barack Obama. He couldn't even say that. But what I can tell you is what we do in America influences the world, and what you did on November 8th of 2016 is what's having the impact in the world that is a positive thing. You are lessening all these things. Poverty, providing internet, making people, getting people able to read and things like this. And what's funny, while the world is improving in terms of its ability to read and impoverishment and things like this, we're actually going backwards in the United States. We were up until 2016. And leftist policies had us regressing. Kids going hungry. Kids who can't read. Kids who have no hope. And the only difference between those kids and these kids in third world nations was we did manage to keep their bellies fed and a roof over their heads. But in some cases, they're no better off. Emotionally, they're no better off. That's certainly a truth. I love this part in his article. He says, I had a visit from Sultana, a young Afghan woman from the Taliban heartland. She had been forced to drop out of elementary school, but her home had internet. So she taught herself English, then algebra, and calculus with the help of the Khan Academy. Coursera, and EDX websites. Without leaving her house, she moved on to physics and string theory, wrestled with Kant, and read the New York Times on the side, and began emailing a distinguished American astrophysicist, Lawrence Krauss. He says, I wrote about Sultana in 2016. With the help of Professor Krauss and my reader, she's now studying at Arizona State University, taking graduate classes. Now, here's what he doesn't recognize. Barack Obama didn't free her. Neither did Donald Trump, just for the record. It was conservative principles that freed this girl. And what's interesting about that concept is this guy and other leftists won't even recognize it. I remember when we went into Iraq and all the leftists were like, George Bush is in Iraq and all this. And the first two female graduates in the history, not the history, but in the modern history of Iraq, had graduated college, I believe in the United States or maybe in Iraq, but they graduated and they did a profile on these two women. And the left poo-pooed on it saying, oh, he went to war, war for blood, war for oil, whatever. And I'm thinking, you just witnessed George Bush freeing Iraqi women to the point where the first two in modern history had graduated from college. And all the left can do is complain. That's how they are. I mean, when do you catch a break with these clowns? He says he wrote about Sultana, and she reminded him of an aphorism that talent is universal, but opportunity is not. The meaning of global progress is that such talent increasingly can flourish. Let me tell you, no truer words could be spoken. The fact that the United States exports freedom now, it exports optimism, is the greatest gift that we give to the world. And the stories that will come out of the freeing of these people, when Donald Trump starts tackling things like sex trafficking and some of these other issues that have laid dormant for so long, you'll start seeing the world open itself up. That's what we're looking for, folks. We think we've implemented patience, that we've given ourselves patience to wait on a Donald Trump. What do you think these Afghani women have waited on? What do you think these Iraqi women wait on? What do you think Middle Eastern women have waited on in general? What do you think the world has waited for? You think they've wanted to live under socialism, that they've wanted to live under communism, that they've wanted to live under Marxist rule, that they've wanted to be ruled by dictators, elitists, global elitists who set these crazy ideas in motion to do nothing except allow them to profiteer? Do you think that's what the whole world wants to be? When you're living on $2, I heard half the world lives on less than $3.50 a day. Do you think that Donald Trump would tolerate that from this world? Do you? No, because we've donated. We've given money. But you know what? It's been squandered. We haven't cared about, are these people taking the money and doing something good with it? No, it's third world dictators, the elites, playing games with their money, parking their money in big banks, but pretending that they're donating to different foundations, all for the good of a few people, a handful of people in every single country, including this one. Don't believe them for a second, folks. And what's funny is they bury all this so-called philanthropic stuff that the left claims they want to do. They bury it in nonsense. Oh, we're the war on women, or the war on drugs, or the war on this. The wars that are being fought, there's one war that's constantly being fought. It's the war on the American taxpayer. And that tends to be the war on conservatives, which by default means it's the war on Judeo-Christian values. That's the war that's constantly being fought. And it's being fought in the most crazy ways. And I'll give you an example. I saw a story that said, cupcakes oppress women. You heard me right. Cupcakes. And here was the abstract from that theory, okay? Although food and media scholars have studied gendered performances on cooking shows, limited scholarship exists on shows that combine food preparation with business ownership. My study, a textual analysis of DC cupcakes and cupcake girls, seeks to fill that gap, pointing to issues of gender representation that are complicated by taking on the dual roles of chef or baker and business owner. I argue that these two shows reinforce heteronormative stereotypes and gender polarization by reproducing negative relationships between women and food, and by constructing women as incompetent business people. Additionally, I suggest that because these women are shown as business owners instead of just home cooks, such portrayals could potentially disrupt the dominant, often essentialist ideas about men and women on food television. Instead, however, these shows, as part of the wider cultural cupcake phenomena, resort to stereotypical portrayals of women and help cultivate their at times oppressive relationships with food. That's the abstract. Well, let me give you the other side of the argument. When I was little, a cupcake was pennies on the dollar. Now, you will pay $10 for a cupcake. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I can go to the supermarket, and I can buy practically any cake that I want for 10 bucks, certainly half a cake. Now, you can't get a cupcake at a cupcake shop. And go look at any of them. Go look at the places that there's cupcake shops all over the place. And you know who's responsible for these cupcake shops? Women. I'm not trying to get all mad at you, but women are responsible for this. You have driven up the price of a cupcake, which is, by the way, a subset of a cake. You've driven the price up to crazy prices. It's like get a big bag of Doritos, and then you go get the little bag, and the little bag by volume has like 1/20, but it's half the price of a big bag. That's where we are with cupcakes. But this guy wants to do an abstract between two shows, DC Cupcakes and Cupcake Girls, in order to explain the complicated analysis of the dual role when someone is more than just a baker, but not only the baker, but also the business owner, and how it's some sort of heteronormative stereotype, gender dysmorphia, if you will, of leftist of women when they can't be good business owners and make their delicious cupcakes.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Buttercups? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. KJRadio.com. I know you're not Buttercups. I know you're toughies. You're warriors now. You're being honed into such. And that's a good thing. Let's talk a little bit about this attack on President Donald Trump. And it's funny how things so backfire on the left. I don't know if you saw this interview Jake Tapper did with a guy's name is Robert something. Anyway, he was hired by Corey Lewandowski to work on the campaign, Trump campaign, in January of 2016. And he's defending Trump and the fake news narrative of this book that came out called Fire and Fury. And we talked a little bit about it. I didn't delve into the author too much. But I can tell you this, it's a fictional book. And leftists salivate over this book. The guy who wrote his name is Michael Wolff. It's an anti-Trump book. And apparently the book is acting as salve for these unhealed bruises from November 8th of 2016. And this guy just goes on and he excoriates Jake Tapper. And Tapper, instead of being a good journalist and just taking the hits, I know it's sad when CNN doesn't want to be called fake news and Tapper's, you know, going back at whatever this guy's name. And I apologize for not remembering his name, but you'd know him if you saw him. And anyway, he's going after him. And the guy's like, look, let me just stop you here. And he's just explaining Donald Trump and the phenomena around him. And he uses the term genius. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I want you to start calling Trump a genius. Not whether you believe he is or not isn't even the point. I think he is. I think Donald Trump, what he's managed to do is genius politically and from a marketing perspective. What have I told people? Now I'm getting to my producers here because they know me pretty well. I'm saying what have I told people about the ability to what the conservative movement has needed is a person who's willing to go out there and handle marketing. That's what I said. I said, we don't know how to market ourselves. We run from stuff that we shouldn't run from. We don't respond back when it's an obvious. The answer is obvious when you talk about illegal immigration or you talk about trade policy or you talk about foreign policy as it relates to how do you handle North Korea. We're the biggest dude, that we're the baddest guy in the play yard. I mean, just putting it this way, we're the 6 foot fifth grader whose dad is a mixed martial artist, the baddest guy on the planet, and he's trained his son since he was 4 years old. The kid's been involved in martial arts since he could walk. And some little punky third grader named Michael Moore or Kim Jong-un or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, name who you want, comes up and picks on him. And everybody expects him to turn you,
I'm going to say what I should do. I don't know.
And Trump says, give me my hammer, Thor. Pummels him and hands the hammer back to Thor and say, thanks for letting me borrow that for a second. That's what he does. And that's what you should do. And it cracks me up that the left seem to want us to turn the other cheek and we pretend that we're not the big guy. We are the big guys. We're the ones that can kick your butt. We don't want to. We avoid it, but we will get in your grill. And I love this. So that's what we did November the 6th. You know, they want to rub a little salve on the wound. So this book that's this collection of interviews that's supposedly with people that he made in the Trump White House, including Ivanka and Jared Kushner, but there's a problem. He doesn't even believe his own writings. And CNN is using this book as a reference. And I'll get into that in just a second, but let me read you what this guy says. Michael Wolff, the author of Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, included a note at the start that casts significant doubt on the reliability of the specifics contained in the rest of its pages. By the way, this is a leftist organization that's writing this. Here's what he said. Several of the sources, he says, were definitely lying to him, while some offered accounts that flatly contradicted those of others. But some were nonetheless included in this vivid account of the West Wing's workings, in a process Wolf describes as, quote, allowing the reader to judge whether the source's claims are true. Now, in the literature world, that's called fiction. That's what this is. This is a glorious fiction that the left wants to go, ooh, I'm all over it. Good for them. Let them buy into this fiction. And I'm just telling you guys, this is another one of these things where think of the Russian dossier. All right. In the Russian dossier, they created a work of fiction. They then said, hey, let's sell this as for real. And the FBI goes, oh, you know what? We hate Trump. We'll do it. And the media goes, hey, we won't tell anybody. We'll play along. And where has it gotten them? So now they got a new work of fiction. They know it's fiction. There are at least, and I'm not talking about conservative outlets. Huffington Post, Salon, all these leftists are going, you know, little suspect this guy's book, and the author is a bit suspect himself. There's no right-wing conspiracy here, folks. The author admits that the new leftist Bible contains more fake news than fiction, and Jake Tapper of CNN had the nerve to quote the book in questioning this guy. I forget his name, but whatever his name is, he had the nerve. The article goes on. Many of the accounts of what has happened in the Trump White House are in conflict with one another. Many, in Trumpian fashion, are baldly untrue. These conflicts and the looseness with the truth, if not with reality, are an elemental thread of the book. Sometimes, this is a guy writing this, sometimes I have let the players offer their versions, in turn allowing the reader to judge them. In other instances, I have, through a consistency in the accounts and through sources I've come to trust, settled on a version of events I believe to be true. That's what the guy writes in his very book. More like red meat for butthead leftists. And these leftists are all too happy to soak up this anti-Trump madness like a biscuit in gravy. By the way, the same delusion foretold Hillary Clinton's loss and the coming beating of the Democrats. Here it comes, folks, in 2018. I've warned you. I've warned them. I'm not warning you. I'm just telling you. I'm warning them. They're going to get their butts kicked. Unbelievable. Now, when you're thinking about this story and the fictitious nature of it, I want you to remember all the bimbo eruptions that occurred with Donald Trump. You remember that? The strategy to trot these chicks out who Trump sexually abused, and a chick by the name of Rachel Crook, good name for her, appeared on Megyn Kelly. I talked about her. And she described her encounter with Donald Trump where she expressed horror that he asked for her phone number. Remember that? I'm not going to play the clip. And if it wasn't enough, if that wasn't enough of a sham wow, here's one that's a twofer, okay? All you got to do is pay additional shipping and handling. But another leftist shill, her name was Samantha Hovey. She declared that Trump had seen her naked under her robe when she was a beauty pageant. Now, I don't know how you see people naked under a robe unless you got the vision of Superman and you can see through walls and other objects. But Donald Trump did exactly what he did in all the other pageants, and they trot this woman out because, guess what? The left wants to set a narrative. The comedy behind these women is breathtaking. Now, Wolf, he's peddling a book. But what's interesting, journalists have dismissed claims made about them in the book. This is not just the Trump administration saying this is nonsense. There are journalists, well, I use the term loosely, but I'm talking about people on the left who consider themselves journalists who go, you know what? He said this happened with me. That didn't happen. According to an article in the Washington Post, reporter Paul Farhi wrote a piece on Michael Wolff and his Trump book, Fire and Fury, and the headline was, "A Whale of a Trump Tale." But is it fishy? Inside the headline is Wolf made up quotes, some of the sources say. Now, he writes about Thomas Barack Jr., B-A-R-R-A-C-K, not Barack Obama. A billionaire friend of Donald Trump told a friend that Trump is not only crazy, he's stupid. And Barack, on Wednesday, denied to a New York Times reporter that he ever said such a thing. Now, let me tell you, this is a guy who's stirring things up. He's trying to get people to say, Donald Trump said that about me. Well, I'm going to say this about him. Katie Walsh, I've talked a lot about her because she's worthless. But she used to work for Reince Priebus, former White House advisor for Trump for a little bit. She disputed a comment attributed to her by Wolf that dealing with Trump was, quote, like trying to figure out what a child wants. These guys are incorrigible. But here's the good news, folks. Everything these guys do backfires. And all you have to do is be patient.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.